Simon Resh Mem Tes, Rav Tosif Yudalad. Last 3 weeks we dealt with two major topics. The topic of Meiser Money, which is Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph. And the topic of the Shemayna Milas Tzedakah, which was Sif Vav through Yud Gimel. The next major topic is the beginning of Resh Nun, the topic of Dei Machsoreh. Before we get there, these last three Sifim have a couple of... Everything's major. Every halacha is important. Sif Yudalit is Toiv. It's Hanhaga Toiva. Litein Tzedak Peruta La'ani Kaidim Kaltfila. To give a pruta or more, obviously, to an ani before every time you daven Shmein Esrei, Shenemar, Ani B'Tzedek Echezeh Panecha. I, with Tzedek, which Radashin hears a Lashon Tzedaka, come to daven Shmein Esrei. So here it says, B'Ferish in Shulchan Aruch, it's a member in the Gemara that says that one of the Amoraim always gave Tzedaka before davening. And it's for this reason that the custom to walk around by Chazaras HaShatz, while it might be a good way to raise some money, is not the ideal way of giving tzedakah. The ideal tzedakah, the Gemara says, is to give tzedakah before Shemayin Esrei. It's a little strange to give tzedakah right after Shemayin Esrei, which seems to be the opposite. It seems to be inconsistent what the Gemara says. I suppose, by Milchos they do by Chazaras HaShatz, of Shachris is before Mincha. Well, it's before the rest of your life too. It's not. That's not what it means. Before. It's not a people. People. A time when people come late. Yeah. Okay. You're advocating. The minigari to give by the Avarach David probably is based on this. On this idea to give before davening, before Shemayin Esrei. And since you don't want to interrupt your Brachas Kriya Shema when it's accustomed to sit, so by Verach David, when you stand up, people give tzedakah. I mentioned in the past. The no, that's so. That's what people say.
Said people
said, okay. Good bit. The Rav Pam used to say that the by Verach David, if you look in Divrei Hayamim, where that paragraph of Tehillim is said, and the Arizal's minig is not some unknown Kabbalistic idea, but it's a pashta, a simple thing. The parak by Avarach David and Divrei Hayamim takes place when David HaMelech, after Nasan HaNavi, tells him that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. He calls Klal Yisrael together, and he tells them that there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, not in my lifetime, but in this lifetime of my son, Shlomo HaMelech. But in the meantime, let's at least participate by giving money. And the people contribute money and material to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And just like in the Chumash, HaMalacha HaYisa Dayam, that it was they raised enough money quickly, the same thing happens with David. David makes an appeal, and the people give, and the Pasuk says that they had plenty to build the Beis HaMikdash. And after that, Vayvarach David follows immediately. So Rambam would say that that's why the custom to give by Vayvarach David and the custom to give to a Beis HaKnesses at that time, which is similar to the building in a Beis HaMikdash, was the donation there in the time of David, and that's likely the connection to this idea. It's Kabbalistic to non-Navi, perhaps. So anyway, that's the meaning. What? Yeah, it's interesting. Shlomo did not use that money. Shlomo Melch didn't use the money, but the reason he didn't use the money, the Gemara says, is because during the hunger, David didn't want to use that money for feeding Talmidei Chachamim. Shlomo Melch felt that he was wrong, so he didn't want to use the whatever David prepared was not used. So it's interesting. Seems David's schar for doing it, and the people's schar for doing it is still great. Doesn't say what he did with it. The Gemara says that he didn't use it. Rashi brings in a Navi that he didn't use it because he felt David should have used it. What he did with it, I'm sure he found a good use for it, but I don't know. I don't know the whole story. At any rate, that's the meaning. Now, let's see the Shach Yud says Koshkeinim Naisin Lekufa Shal Tzedaka Kaidin Tefila Shadif Tvei. So if you give it to an individual, that's a milah. Now, giving to the tzibur is donation, koshken. It's certainly good. What's the koshken? I guess it's more similar to maybe it's a higher level. Maybe it's more similar to the original donation. Now, last week, and somebody will have to fill in, Moshe Zakheim, in on this, because he kept on asking me, what's this business we're not giving by Maariv? So I told him we'll get to it. At the end, he said, what happened? I said, next week. Because if your dalit is about giving before davening, the Arizal, not to give by Maariv, is back in the Gilyan on page, the first page of your copies, of Pesim and Reish Mem Zayin, on that page, it brings in the Birkei Yosef and Arizal, the second Birkei Yosef, Rabbeinu Arizal, Hayanoisin Stokel Agabai, Bitfilas Shachris, and Bitfilas Mincha, Voloi Bitfilas Arvis. He didn't give by Maariv, because of Chosid Marabenu Yaakov Tzemach, the Gambalaila at Stokel Meyelas. By night, Stokel is also a mitzvah. Ach, Eina Tikunim Shavais. But the tikkunim are not the same. Whatever tikkunim means, the Facebook is Zeb Yerushalmi Mishkalim, considered by the Yosein of Arachaim Reish Lamed Hey. When we learned Shkalim earlier this year, we spoke about that. There's an inyan to give tzedakah by day as opposed to by night. Now, the Ari could have given it night also. It's also a maila, but I guess whatever resources he had to give tzedakah, he gave it all by day. So I was just mesupik about this. The Arizal not giving is a din in Maariv. Or a din in Laila. Tfilas Arvis is not a time for giving. Or Laila. I mean, they ring your bell at night, right? They come around at night. So he means maybe night. So what is it? Let's say I have tzedakah. I want to mail. So I write out the checks at night. I stick in the envelope. As long as I mail it by day. Well, what is the time of the... If it's night, then it's night.
When does the post office deliver it?
Does it go by when the post office delivers it?
When it gets there.
So it's not boli de gabai till the post office delivers it. You're hiring a guy to deliver it. So, okay. Or is it when they cash the check? I don't know. So I'm not sure, but...
Tzedakah
box. We're going to talk once about the tzedakah box. There's a whole...
Right.
The tzedakah box is its own topic. We'll talk about it once. Caleb Shalkainu
B'Shosnach.
Mechabes says Kaidim Kaltfil, which sounds like not like Arizal. It's true. Mechabes says Kaidim Kaltfil. Okay. Alright, be that as it may, that's if Yudal Sif Tezvav. Gabai Tzedakah, Shiesh B'Yodam Mois Tzedakah. The Gabe Tzedakah, he's got extra money, you know, whatever he collected for, he used. And he has some extra Tzedakah money. What should he do with it? So we have here the phrase, this is the best Tzedakah. What's that? To marry off Besulais Aniyais, poor Besulais. It says in the Shachir Aleph, B'tshuvas Ramah Shachar, Davka Yisoymais. The tzedakah meula is the yisaima who has nobody to fend for her. So I'm not sure exactly what this Jewish Maram al Shakar is mesupik about, what he means with Moishel Hegdish. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure what the Maram al Shakar's case is. But he says it means dafki yisaimais, psulas aniyas yisaimais. What he means is he's taking, I'll tell you, in the source, the case of the Gabay Tzedakah is talking by it's a marik, with mois that was left over from money that was collected to build a Beis HaKnesses. They collected money to build a Beis HaKnesses, and now they had left over money, so they asked what they can rishane to. They didn't need more Beis HaKnesses. They built a Beis HaKnesses, so what are you going to use it for? So in that case, they were told to use it for Besulei Saniyais, and Rav Shaka said Besulei Saniyais, but it's Mamin Hegdish, I guess it means Mamin Shel Beis HaKnesses, And therefore, you can't just be mishana to anything you want.
So that makes sense. But the Russian of the Machaber, he's saying, how does the guy that took it here, he has leftover money, use it for foreign years, the sulas. If they're there, then it's not leftover money. If you say it was collected for a shul.
So it means it was collected for a purpose. And there's money that's left over for the purpose he collected it. And look, it's a chumas marik, and that's the case.
The reason it's chumas marik, then it's for a shul, it's for
the purpose. The Groyu test also seems to say that it means yasaima. It's a little funny. Sirtes Vav, we have the biggest tzedakah is ani yasaima. In Sivav, we said the biggest tzedakah is Zaktavai. So we have two biggest. Sifta Zayin, Yesh Mishai, Mesha Mitzvah Beisa Knesef, Knesses Adifa Mimitzvah Tzedakah. It's interesting halacha. The mitzvah to have a shul is more than mitzvah tzedakah, whatever that means. In other words, he seems to be saying the previous sif, it's leftover money from a shul, use it for aniyah, kal aniyah. What about the Beis HaKnesses itself? It seems it's even more, it's a chiddush tikkadin, that building a Beis HaKnesses is more than mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah tzedakah l'na'arim lo mitayra, l'chay l'maniyim, or the mitzvah Beis HaKnesses. And then we have another best. Tzedakah l'na'arim lo mitayra, or for chay l'maniyim, is odiv mitzvah Beis HaKnesses. Two different things. So these two are more than Beis HaKnesses, and Beis HaKnesses is more than tzedakah, regular tzedakah. So I guess a chayla ani is more than a regular ani, and the arim l'mitayra is more than a regular ani. So that's chasakas hatayra, and chayla maniim take precedence over a shul. And I suppose this means a shul in a neighborhood where there are no shuls. I don't know if it means a shul in a neighborhood that has shuls, a lot of shuls. I don't know if that's included. But, what? Where does what fit in? Siyum?
Yes,
Siyum,
the
Mariot Besulos. So I don't know where it fits in. It's a little confusing, to say the least. Sivav says Samachtabai is the best. Siv Tezvav says Aniyais, Hachnosas Kala Aniyais Yisayim is the best. Siv Tezvav first says Beis HaKnesses, and then it says Hasakas HaTayra, and then it says Chaylam Aniyim. It's a little confusing. Rapam once said that the Shulchan Aruch, he's emphasizing the Stipler, Shulchan Aruch is a little confusing about what's best, so that everybody should, so people should give to everything. So to be clear, this is the absolute best, people are gonna, everyone's gonna run after the best and not the next best. So I don't know. I think most people today give based on social obligations rather than other things. So Pashtus, you have to. There's a Tshuva Digras Maisha, a Kuf Mem Dal, the first Arach Yeredei, a Kuf Mem Dal. I quoted many pieces of Digras Maisha. It's an important Digras Maisha. If you get tired, Shuas by night, not in mood to learn, you can learn that Digras Maisha, very geschmack. He talks about Kuf Mem Dal in the first year of day, huh? And one of the things he writes, and we're going to see about this momentarily in Simeration On, is that the Seder Kedima is for Gaboi Tzedakah. It's for Gaboi Tzedakah. An ordinary individual could give, you know, their rules of Karav Kaidim for an individual. And we're going to have later in Reish Nun Aleph, you know, another rule, that the tzayruch has kedima. So someone is hungry is before someone who needs clothing. Food is before clothing. And the other sidrei kedima. So Ramesha holds that there's a seder kedima for a gabai, tzedakah, and a seder kedima for a yach. And I hope to explain that in the Ramah and Reish Nun Sif Aleph, which we'll get to yet to Mitzvah Hashem today, so that I think there's a tremendous amkus to the idea, and I hope to get to it. But anyway, Ramesha writes this rule about the Seder Kedima. Now, and I'll explain why it should be that way. Logically, if it's a better tzedakah, what's it if it's a yachid or a tzibur? So I'd like to explain to you when we get to the Ramah and Reish Nun Sif Aleph. But the Ramah just brings, Mashanoigin lifsei tzedakah avor meisim b'shas haskaras neshamis. When they make a yiskar appeal, we always learn what's coming up, right? Mashanoigin lifsei tzedakah avor meisim b'shas haskaras neshamis. Minig vasikin hu. You only have to do it if you dab anybody of a sick minion. And it helps for the neshamis for whom you're giving. Now it's interesting, Taz Hay qualifies. Look at the Taz Hay. Like the Ramah is beautiful, you know, you give Lili Nishmas, so it works. Yeshkayach. Ramah. Taz Hay. The Bilchat Yom Kippurim, Tavreshka Chafal of Hevi Vesiyaz B'Shemarekeach. Hatam. Rishum Shehu Yizbarech Boichin Levavais. God examines the hearts of people. Im Hoya Oisi Ameis Bechayim, Hoya Noisin Tzedakah, Im Hoya Loimamin. If the dead man would be alive, he would give tzedakah. Av Noisin Bavu Rasha, Ein Amayel. I don't get this. If the mace would be alive, he would give. What's the difference if I give or I don't give? My father was alive, he would have given. So what does my giving have anything to do with if my father was alive, he would have given? I don't understand. It's not like Barai. Yes, Karsten Shabbos is anybody you give, Lili Nishmasai. And it's a strange thing. Yeah.
Is it the same thing that Hashem doesn't punish the children if the fathers did a sin? But if they do the same sin, then they get punished better for the father also. It's the same thing by mitzvah. The father gave stuff to the son, giving stuff so the father should get credit.
Yeah, you're confusing the son being punished for the father and the father being punished for the son. The son is the one who's giving.
I'm trying to extrapolate. I understand that.
You know, when it comes to giving schar, I agree with everybody. You know, yeah, he gets all the stuff, so it's good. All right. I'll tell you the difference. The difference is this. When, let's say I give tzedakah by Yisker. I say, Yisker, I'm very moved by the appeal. I give a large amount of money. If I do a Lili Nishmas, my father, my brother, I do a Lili Nishmas. When I do a Lili Nishmas, I'm giving away my schar. Let's say I give $1,000 to tzedakah. I get a certain amount of schar. It's an amount. It's not limitless. A certain bundle of schar you get for $1,000 to tzedakah. So now I'm saying I'm doing a Lili Nishmas ploini. So what does that mean? I have this bundle of schar I would get if I did it for myself. So you break off a piece, I'm giving it away. Or the whole thing I'm giving away. So I don't have that schar, pashtus. There's some people who tell me no. Schar is like a candle, right? It spreads. So I don't understand that. If it spreads, everybody should give tzedakah, lili nishmas, every Jew that ever lived. You might as well spread the good, spread the wealth, you know, if it doesn't cost me anything. My understanding is when you learn a daven lili nishmas, you're giving away something. You're giving away something. So, okay, so there's such a thing. By Yiska, you say, for a parent or a neshama of a loved one, you give away some schar. But this Rekeach is saying something else. He's saying, it's not that I give and I give my schar to him. It's that when I give, it's in Shamayim, im hayoisi ameis b'chayim, im hayoisi tzedakam hayolai mamim. It's ma'ir is somehow a separate scharet that if he'd be alive, he would also give.
Why do you have to do a lili so, they look and see that you give, they say,
oh, so I don't understand, so why do... What?
They say, wow, but what an influence this person had on him, so he should get scharet and shemayim, whether you gave it lili nishmas or not.
Okay. So at any rate, that's the question. Of course, the other nafkamina community give for a rasha. They're giving away my schar, so it goes to the rasha too. The Taz seems to say, no, if it doesn't work for a rasha, it only works for a... So that's hard to understand. How these things work in heaven is very hard. I'd like to learn Pesach Tshuva Gimel, and there's a major discussion regarding Gaboy Tzedakah that's shayach to this. I'd like to do three things. Learn the Pesach Tshuva, discuss the status of a Gaboy Tzedakah, and then tell you what it says in the Amunah Shmuel that he's quoting. So let's go in order. First, let's learn the Pesach Tshuva Gimel. A sheikh of Shemai, this actually goes back on the previous Ramah, that it says in the Tshuva Sarajba, I don't know, it says in the Ramah that you can write your name on a plaque, on a sefer. When you give something, you shouldn't think if you write your name, somehow it takes away from the tzedakah. It's not that way, Ramah, the Rajba says. I'm a Tshuva Simon, a Shmuel Simon Lamedai, Nishal Rishal. Ruvein Shoye Gabay Tzedakah, Besachar Payalim, Lesayid Ulakayid Besach Nesus B'may Tzedakah. So the Shul had a refurbishing campaign, and this Gabay was in charge. He didn't give his own money, collected money, hired workers, and they redid the Shul. Vikosav Ha'uman. And the Uman who was building it put up a plaque. It says the following: V'zois nasa b'fudas Ruven ben Yaakov Gabay Tzedakah. So the Gabay put his own name on the building. And he say, put on a plaque, and he was nice enough. He didn't say he donated. Zois nasa b'fudas Ruven ben Yaakov. This was done under the instructions of Ruven ben Yaakov. Gabay tzedaka, lacha kamashanim umdu akahol. Many years later, the people got a viru al zeh. And they had complaints on it. Ruvain heishiv. Ruvain said, no, I'm right. Hagam shegavisi amois mekahol. Even though I didn't donate the money, I collected from others. Me'achisha torachti b'shul beis haknesses. Since I bothered to do all the arrangements, kidin yikasei shmi olav, I have a right to put my name on the building. Void me'achisha le'michu erheina, have a chazaka. No one said anything more than 3 years. So have a chazaka. Nobody was meicha. Sounds good. Ve'heishim. Ser mushvali and sin hadinim akohol. If either he donated the money for it, or he actually worked on it physically, he has a schus. No chazaka by a rabbin, because there's nobody in charge, and that should be meicha, and therefore the gabbai loses, he got to take down the plaque. That's the truth. I'd like to talk to you a little about the idea of agave tzedakah, and the idea of agave tzedakah. The Gemara says in this famous story of Rav Gamliel on the boat, Rav Gamliel was coming back with a number of other Tannaim to Eretz Yisrael, and it was Erev Pesach. The way most Rishonim explained the Gemara, the Gemara is in Kedushin on Daf Chavav and Beis Chav Zayinim and Aleph, and it's in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Aleph, I believe. Rav Gamliel on the boat. From that one story, we learned Tile Allah has many dinim. So Rav Gamliel was in the boat. He had to do the Bior. It was right before Pesach, the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So he had to do a Bior of Biyarti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, a declaration of Bior Maestros. And he hadn't given it out yet. So on the boat, he called over Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Levi, and he was makdeh to him the wheat together with the karka under it, either with Kenyan Agav or Kenyan Chatzar. He called over Rabbi Kiva and gave him the Mois Aniyim. Rabbi Kiva was a Gabbai Tzedakah. It says Rabbi Kiva was not Ani himself, he was the Gabbai Tzedakah, and he was Maknit to him. So Gemara has a Shaila. Could you do Kinyan Agav, giving the Karka to one person, and the items on the Karka to someone else? How does a Kinyan Agav work? Kinyan Agav is, I sell a house, and with the Kinyan on the house, I Makna the refrigerator, the stove. So even though you can't be makna refrigerator with kinyan kesef, but if you're buying the karka with kesef, so I'm makna agav the karka, I'm makna the metalfia. So the Gemara is an ibaya on the kedusha chav zayin that what about kinyan agav karka lechad metalfil l'sheini? So Gemara says Toshma, I Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva got the karka, and with that he's zaycha the kesef the mois meiser for the let me finish for the aniyim. So if he's kaida for the aniyim. So it's the tefua to one person, the karka to someone else. So Gemara says Shani Akiva, that he was a gabei tzedakah. It says Yad Rabbi Kiva ki Yad Aniyim. Rabbi Kiva's hand is like the hand of the Aniyim. Now, the question is what that means. Rabbi Kiva's hand is like the hand of the Aniyim. You can learn. It's tzechiyah. It's like shlichus. Rabbi Kiva is the shliach of the Aniyim. When you give a gabbai tzedakah, he's kind of for them. No, so he himself does a kinyan. Every time, let's say I pick something up for you. So I do the kinyan, it's my kinyan, it's chal for someone else. So kinyan agav, Rabbi Kiva is kind of like him, kind of with hagbah and give it to someone else. It's his kinyan for someone else. B'shlichos, he can do it. Agav the karka, he's kind of it. He has a mind that the chalais hakinyan should go for somebody else. That's the understanding. He didn't put it in his hand, but it's like, just like if I pick it up with kinyan with hagvah, I do the kinyan, it's chal for somebody else. So too, kinyan agav, I could do a kinyan on the wheat. It's my kinyan, and it's chal for the person who I'm zaycha for. Okay. That's one understanding of the Gemara. is another understanding. There are a number of problems with this understanding. To learn that it's al tzchiyah. One problem is, if a gabbai is kind of for aniyim as a shliach, what about someone who becomes poor the day later? Gabbai's not going to give it to him. He was kind of for them. He was kind of for them. How does he give it out later? The other problem is the lumdis of shchiyah mitam shlichus. In yeshiva world, we have always two ways to learn shlichus. I explain shlichus that I'm kaina and the chalais is for someone else. There's another mahalach in shlichus that what we call yodei arichta, that similar to what you were saying, Eli, that it's really his kinyan. I'm just his long arm. There are a number of problems with this. And there's a second way to learn. That is that the gabbai tzedakah has actually a bailus. When someone's a gizbar of tzedakah, he himself has a certain bailus to be kind of things for aniyim. In other words, the gabbai has some poorly defined, we have to figure out exact definition, but some defined role of bailus in the mamon aniyim. Now, it's hard to explain what I mean bailus. Say I'm a gabbai tzedakah, and I'm not eligible for tzedakah. I'm a gabbai tzedakah. So what does it mean I have bailus? The best illustration is the following shayla. Let's say somebody opens a maysid. He opens a yeshiva, he builds a mikveh, he whatever type of maysid. He has a public kitchen. He doesn't spend a penny of his money. He raises money, maybe gives some of his maysa money. But you have a person, he opens a yeshiva, so he makes an appeal, and he raises money, he goes to wealthy people, and he has a yeshiva. Now, this yeshiva is built totally from tzedakah money. Totally from tzedakah money. So what happens? 30 years later, he wants to retire. So he wants to put his son in charge of the yeshiva. From where do you come to put your son in charge of the yeshiva? Who are you? You're a gabbai tzedakah. You're a gizbar. You have bailus to put your son in charge. It's tzibur money. Whoever the tzibur feels is best. Now, who's the tzibur? It's a good question. I have to figure that out. But you have a bailus to put your son in. All right, you have to put your son in. What bailus do you have on this maysid? It's spent from tzedakah money.
Isn't it depend on how to give the money?
You're right. You're right. Okay, let's see. Let's see if what you're saying is right. You're right. But the point is that it appears there's a certain level of bailus. There is some level of bailus that a gizbar has or a gabbai has. Now there is a letter of the stipler. The letter of the stipler is printed in Kilas Yaakov at the end of Bava Kama. And the latest print is Simen Lamed Ches. And it's a very esoidistic letter. The Din Torah over the Panovich Yeshiva, when they had their machlaikas a number of years ago, of a bailus on Panovich, if you read the psak, I don't know the politics, but the psak is all mistoiviv on this psak of the stipler. The parts that I read, are all on understanding the stipler and seeing if how it should work. The stipler has a psak, based upon a Maram Shik, that a gabbai tzedakah has a level of bailus in the tzedakah that he creates. Where does it come from? So the stipler struggles a little with it. He says, b'shem the Maram Shik, that there's an idea of zutei shalnar. When something is floating downstream, someone grabs it, he's a bailam on it. When the tzibur needs something, and a person goes out and creates it, he has a bailus on that thing that he created. Somebody in the tzibur had to step forward and make it happen. So he stepped forward and made it happen, so therefore he has a bailus on it. He also mentions the Gemara that you mentioned a minute ago, that the Gemara says in Megillah, was it Rav Sheshes who said that the Gemara says in Zion Tovei Yair to be Mishana moment of a Beis HaKnesses? I think so. Sheshes says that my shul, I can do what I want because whoever gave Adaita Didi. They gave it on my das. So Stipler writes that idea too, that when you give money to a Maisa, that someone's starting, you're trusting the Gabbai to make judgment calls and to decide how to go about spending the money. And that gives him a level of bailus in the maysid. There's an idea, there's this concept that Rabbi Kiva had a certain bailus in the money. He can do whatever he wants with the money. It's within the framework of the rules of tzedakah, but he has some level of bialus in the inyan, and that's an idea of a gabay tzedakah, a maisid that he can pass it on to his son. That's the custom today. All yeshivas become parent-son institutions, son-in-law institutions, you know, whatever works, and typically they go biyerusha. So it's interesting. What about Tovus Hanoi? Gabay Tzedakah is giving out Tzedakah. Is he allowed? Does he have the Tovus Hanoi? He wants to give it to the person that he likes better, that his kariv maybe, or is there some benefit in it? I don't know what benefit there is exactly. And for Gabay Tzedakah to use Tzedakah money for a Chinese auction and win, I don't know if Saldas came that it was given. But is there Tovus Hanoi? So it's interesting. Ramesha, in his tshuva, I think in Yenit tshuva, Kuf Mem Dalin, Ramesha writes that the Gabay has no right to the Tovus Hanoi. However, there's a Ktsais in Seif Simur Reish Ayin Vav who says the Gabay has a right to have the Tovus Hanoi. So without paskening any rules of Tovus Hanoi, the concept that I'm talking about is a pretty clear concept that Yad Rabbi Kiva Ki Yad Aniyim is there's some level of bailus. The Gizbar becomes the face of the Aniyim, or the Tzibur of the Aniyim, or the Tzibur of the Yeshiva. Whatever it is, there's a certain level of bailus that a Gizbar has. Then it becomes already a Din Torah, you know, in Panovich. So the Din Torah becomes, you know, the Maisa didn't start with this person, but this person stepped up when there was a need. You know, how much bailus does he have to pass it on to his son or not pass it on? So it's a hard thing to calculate. But be that as it may, the underlying yisayit of Agabay Tzedakah is an interesting yisayit. Now if that's so, getting back to the Emunah Shmuel, Yadir Agabay Tzedakah, and he wanted to put up a plaque that said Nasa B'Pkudas Ruven Ben Yaakov. So, alright, if he has no Tovus Hanoah, I suppose he shouldn't be allowed to do it. He's having a personal benefit from it. If he has Tovus Hanoah, it doesn't cost the doctor. Maybe the cost of the plaque, he should pay himself. But beyond that, it shouldn't be a problem. So I looked up the Emunah Shmuel, and it says the following. It's an unclear psak in the following point. You have to realize the Pischei Tshuva is not like today the Alikut Svarim. And it's unfortunate, and it's nice for the learning, but unfortunate for Halacha L'maisa. Alikut Svarim today do searches and get everything on a topic in one place, which is Geshmak. When you're paskening halachis, it's very unfair. You take out excellent Likud Svarim, like the Nite Gavriel is a great safe, he brings them everywhere. But on top it says Yeshayimrim A, Yeshayimrim B. The first Yeshayimrim is the Shulchan Aruch with the Shach and the Taz. And the second Yeshayimrim is some safe you never would have found in your life, except that he has tremendous bekiyas and he found it. So it's not a fair balance, you know, in Psak Aloch. Pischei Tshuva, on the other hand, chose what to put. He doesn't bring down every Emunah Shmuel. He brings it down, it means that he paskin this way. Now, having said that, Emunah Shmuel paskin this way, when you read the Tshuva, the following is what's not clear. The Tshuva begins as follows. It says, regarding writing putting up plaques, Eloi Makari says in Shas or in Paiskim, until the Tshuva Sarajba. He says there's a Tshuva Sarajba, that's the source for the Ramon Sif Yud Gimel. And that Tshuva Sarajba was the first source he's asked about putting up a plaque. So he says, Mefarsim Me'oisai Mitzvah, he brings Shari Niknar, he also brings the Medrash Amrus, also appropriate for this week, that had Boyaz known that they were going to write L'dairis, that he gave food to Rus, he wouldn't have been so cheap. Very cheap. It says he gave him the amount of seeds you could put between your thumb and your finger. You know, that's how much he gave her. The Yitzbat Lokoli. He gave her a small amount. Had he known they're going to write it down, he would have given her steak. You know, he would have given her something much better. So the Rajba says, you see, when you mefarsim, I say tzedakah, you cause more money to be given. So that's the Tshuva Sarajba. So the Emunah Shmuel says, we only have a source in the Rajba, but the Rajba is talking about someone who gives money. Or someone who gives, who builds, gives his talents, like Bezalel is mentioned in the Rajba. This Gabbai wasn't like Bezalel. He didn't physically build. And he wasn't like Boaz. He didn't give of his own money. And therefore, he doesn't fall under either category, so he's not entitled to put up a plaque. That's what it says in the Emunah Shemaim. So I find it hard to understand if he gave his time to organize, to call, that's what you're asking before, he gave his time to organize, to call in the builders, to call in the painters, to supervise. Why is that not as good as someone who gives his money? So he's giving his time. He says it's not like the Tshuva Sarajah. So it's not like the Tshuva Sarajah. Rajah's not a chayk. The Rajah's in the Hezber. What? It
makes perfect sense. If the plaque said, this guy like Stalker gave 100 hours of his time to coordinate it.
That's what it says. The kudas under the direction. Pekuda, that's why I don't understand it. If it would have said he donated, I agree with you. It says Nasa Bepkudas Ruve Ben Yaakov. He was the manager. I don't know. I don't understand why. Sounds like he wanted it. He defended it.
Look, once it's there, it's there.
It doesn't seem to be the point. So he says Bezalel, it doesn't say the others. I can make a long list. I don't know. See, Bezalel worked with his own hands. That's the stuff made. Nice. Okay. You know what it's not? I'll tell you what it says. I look at the Emunah Shmuel. Listen to what he says. He says, Mefarsim b'maisei tzedakah, people are not going to give if you're not Mefarsim the name. But to be in charge, it says, Kazaya harakia masirim. Who doesn't want to be a gabbai tzedakah? You don't need to be Mefarsim them in order to get people to want to do it. In such a tremendous charen olam haba, people would do it anyway. I don't know. I don't see it there. You know, I don't see everyone jumping over each other to be a gabbai tzedakah, especially if you don't get a salary for it. You know, you're just doing it.
What?
What?
He did, but they want to take his name off.
Okay.
Now, he had a choice, it says
that until it's not usable, you have a schus. Also, until it's not usable, that's. It needs a din Torah, I don't know. What? Moshe got credit. Okay. So, I don't know. All right, let's move on to Siman Reish Nun and to the topic of Dei Masoira, a very difficult halachot. Siman Reish Nun, Kama Roi Litim Cholachavecha Roboich Hei Sifim. But it's all a Sif Aleph. Just like the previous Simon, Meiser was all Sif Aleph. Imagine today, there'd be a scandal, no? You have a tzedakah, and they're providing for somebody, a town car, a limo service. That's a tzedakah, a limo service. So Gemara says Hillel did it, right? Hillel gave Aniyim, Eved, Lirudai Flafana. Gemara says that they did it. Very, very hard to understand and to understand the Dine Kadima. So we have to learn the Mechaber and learn the Ramah and then try to see what we can glean from the Sugya Sagamara. Our first, the Mechaber. It's hard to get away from a clear Mechaber with zero Mefarshim, except for the Gra who gives Mekairais. There seems to be, the Mechaber's Lashon seems to be cut and dry. Kama Noisin La'ani. Dei machsoirei ashe yachsolai. How much should we give in ani? The Torah says, Dei machsoirei ashe yachsolai keitzad. Im hoya rav yachiluhu. If he's hungry, give him food. Hoitzarach lechasos yachasu. Needs clothing, give him clothing. Eloi klei bayis, kaina loi klei bayis. He's missing a refrigerator, buy him a refrigerator. Vafilo hayadakri lirkei vasus ve'eved loritz lefana. Even if it was his style to ride a horse, which I guess is the Lexus of its day, and if you're going to laugh at riding a horse, someday they'll laugh at riding a Lexus as well, right? Lexus. The Eved Loritz Lefana. And an Eved to announce his arrival, Kishahaya Ashir, Behani. Kailalai Sus the Eved, Lechain Lechal Echad La Echad Lafi Mashatzarach. And so too, for every individual according to his need. Haroi Los Islai Pass, Nice and Lai Pass. Isa, Nice and Lai Isa. Mita, Nice and Lai Mita. Harmitin Lai Pass Chama, Chama, Tsainain, Tsainain. Lachilai Lataych Piv, Machilin. Eilai Isha, Balisa, Masian Lai. Vesaychrin Lai Bayis, Umatsian Lai Mita. Vekhai Tashmishai, Vakach Masian Lai Isha. Sounds like a wonderful world. Money is no problem. You have all the money in the world. You make everybody happy. And everyone lives happily ever after. So this is an absolutely wonderful dream to be able to provide to everybody everything he needs. So the Mechaber Shita, which is the Pashtus of the Sugis HaGemara, certainly needs explanation. The Ramah helps us a little bit. Ramah says, Nire dechol zeh begabe tzedakah, Oy rabim biyachid. This is only talking about a gabai. A gabai tzedakah, or any rabim that gets together to help an individual. No individual has to give any ani de masare elamidia tsare le rabim. What he could do, and this is a chiddush. Maidia tsare le rabim is a chiddush. If the ani wants to be maidia tsare le rabim, you understand. But that somebody could go be mefarsim. Maybe the honey doesn't want. It says, "Meidia tzare l'rabim." You tell others about it. If there's no rabim, you should give him what you can afford. Otherwise, you're only obligated to give him what he could get if he collects. Somebody goes around shul collecting. So if you give him a quarter, if he goes around collecting a whole morning, he'll collect quarters. He'll be able to have. You don't have to give him you give him what he will be able to get if there's a collection by a rabbin. So this is the Ramah's qualification. It's going to be one of many where we're going to have dinim that are different for the Gabbai Tzedakah and different for every yachid that goes around to collect. But this Ramah himself is the subject of a machlaikis. Let's see the Shach.
We said before about the Mechaber says, you know, you should buy that. It doesn't say anything about a dira, or something about covering its way to live in.
I don't think we could be medai. It's just second lay buy. It doesn't say you buy, it says you rent. So maybe you don't have to buy, you can just rent for him. Okay. Now, this Ramah is a machlaikis. Look in the Shach. Haba kosav, the gama yachin mukhiv li daim asairai, im yadim asagis. The Bach disagrees. In other words, the Bach agrees that's a shita sator, that it applies even to a yachin. And he's a yachid. That's the sheet of the Bach. So the Rambam, the Bach, and the Tor hold it's a chiv on the Yachid. The Shach says, "Ei mikol ze hechrich." Says no raya. Yeshloi mikol ze mayu shein rabbi metzloi shein yad rabbi meseges l'sayaloi. Could be that's different. You can't be a raya from one story of Hillel Hazaken. Maybe there Hillel Hazaken was an individual case and there were circumstances he couldn't collect from anybody else. It's no raya. There's later in his life, I suppose. Different kufis in a person's life. So wait, we have a machloikis. The Mechaber, apparently the Mechaber and the Tor, against the Ramah and the Shach. Normally we would pass them like the Shach. However, Gra Gimel, when the Gra Gimel goes on the Ramah, he says, Bacholak alzeh, Masha'akosav omroi ahul azakin, V'divrei ha-Shach ein niroin. The Gra says, it doesn't sound like the Shach is right. So here, suddenly, we have now the Gra and the Bach. The Shach himself said, Eim ekoz ehechruch. The Shach wasn't strong in his opinion. Eim ekoz ehechruch, it's not muchruch. So suddenly, it becomes, again, a confusing issue. If you don't take the Ramah's leniency, that Deim HaSayre applies only to Gabbai Tzedakah, It seems to be almost an impossible thing. I mean, if you're going to give somebody Dei Maaser Shiyasa Lai, you're not going to have money for other people. It's going to be an extremely difficult type of situation. Certainly, it's not Mistaver. I like in a world where the money is no issue, of course, you give everyone what he needs. But in a world where you have to limit who you help, so it's a very difficult thing to be able to assess it. Now, what makes it even more difficult is the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara brings two maisim, two stories. It brings a story of Rav Chanina, who sent arba zuzi b'chomalei de Shabbat. He used to send four zuz to an ani every Erev Shabbos. And one week he sent it with his wife, he sent it with someone else. The person came back, he said, I didn't drop off the money. So why not? Because I was standing by the door, ready to give the money. I hear inside, they're saying, should we spread out the gold kalim or the silver kalim this Shabbos? You know, why should we be put on the table? Tale kesef or tale zahav? So I'm going to give them money, they're richer than us. So Rav Chanina answered, "Bayu v'nasa tovel ramoim." He said, "Obviously they're ramoim. Nasa tovel ramoim. You know, if there wouldn't be any ramoim in the world, whatever it means." But he apparently accepted not to give them money. Okay, that's a gemara. Makes sense. Gemara later in the same amid, Mar Ukva, the same story. It doesn't say Arba Zuzi. It says Mar Ukvi was shadi zuza to a poor person, and the same thing. One week he sent it with somebody. A person came back and said, "Nah." The mezal finyayin in that house, zilu finyayin for ear freshener. Nowadays you get a spritz and it's done. In those days they used to pour wine. They had like a waterfall of wine, and in the water falling it would apparently cause a nine. Now it's an expensive thing to be mezal finyayin. You know, it's not like a spritz. You know, you got to be mezal a lot of yayin to make a waterfall. He said the mezal finyayin. Samarukva said, if that's the case, send double the money. They must be rich people who became poor. And they're used to it. They can't help it. So he sent double the money. Now, those two Gemaras seem to be a stira. So Tosis asked the cash. Tosis asked a stira. So Tosis answers, and I'm not sure how to apply the answer. Tosis says that something that's in inuk, in you know, pinuk, mafunik, a person needs it. So a rich person becomes poor, he still needs it. But gold, some type of mapay shel kesef, mapay shel zav, that is an extravagance. An extravagance, they're ramoyim. But things that are a pinuk, a mafunik, they can't take the smell, they need the smell of yayin, that you have to give them. So Tosis is qualifying Dei Maaser Shiyach Salai to inyonim of pinuk, mafunik, I don't know how to apply that, that you have to give him. But the extravagance, you don't have to give him. So it's hard. It's hard. What's this Eved Loretz Lefanov? That's Indian of Mefunik. He needs an Eved Loretz Lefanov. And only that, if somebody has limited assets, he can't give everybody, he has only a certain amount of money to give. So how do you work with it? Tosis is qualifying this rule, but it's a difficult idea to be able to explain. So I have a Maramokim for you. The Shita Mukubetzis there has another qualification. I should be Magdim. There appears to be a stira. Here it says, Dei Maaser Shiyach Salai. Reish Nun Gimel, it says a person has no right to take tzedakah money until he sells, with certain exceptions, but he has to sell his klei kesef, klei zav. Don't take tzedakah money when you have gold and silver kalim. There are certain exceptions there. So, there seems to be a theorem. Like, you're going to go sell your gold and silver, and then Dei Maaser Shiyach Salai, they're going to go and give you the gold and silver. Might as well sell it to the Gabbai, you know, because they'll give you Dei Maaser, they'll give it back to you. So according to Tosis, it's really good. You know, certain kalim are not a pinuk, they're not a comfort. You have to get rid of them. Other thing, you have to sleep on the floor. Sleeping on a bed is a physical comfort. So again, there's got to be some sort of a qualification in Dei Maaser Shiyach Salai. The Shita Mukubetza says that we're talking about an ani, a ashir sheheni, that it's not yet known he became an ani. When you know he's an ani, he doesn't need an eved laritz lefanov. It's an extravagance. But when he's an ashir and people don't know he's an ani, so he still needs it. He needs the status symbol. That's what it says in the Shittu Kavetzas there. So it needs a little bit of hesber, like the man's sick. You know, he's a poor man, he starts to live like a rich man. What does that mean? So Seifer in the Tshuva in Reish Lamites in Yerodeya explains, it means he can still get back on his feet. He has business investments, he has opportunities. If everyone knows he's a poor man, forget it. No one's going to do business with him, no one's going to give him credit. No, you know. So he's still carrying forth. So it's talking about such a person. It's V'chzaktabai, the Chassam Sofer says. V'chzaktabai, you're helping him get back on his feet. You're allowed to do it. Now that's an extreme qualification. He's saying it's limited. It's only this type of person. It's not. It's in Chassam HaSev. It's not what it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So again, we have a qualification which we need. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. A third qualification, which I bumped into, is the Rambam in Shmoneh Parakim. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Shmoneh Parakim has his rule of people behaving in the Mido Hamtzai. In general, when it comes to Midas, it says people should behave somewhere in the middle. Of course, what's the middle depends on your point of orientation. You know, not too fancy, and not to live too simple a life, not too fancy a life, somewhere in the middle in a row. Not to be someone who is extreme in any one of the midas that you have, and not too extreme in the other direction, to be in the middle, except for the gaiva, he says. But besides gaiva, every midah, be in the middle. Except, he says, with the exception of someone who's a chayli b'machlas hamidas. Someone is a chayli, and one of the midas has to bend the other way to fix it. He has an incredible language. He says in Timtza, be'echad min ha-gedoylim, that he was fasting taneisin and living a simple life. Right? What does it say? Reb Tzadik, the dialog b'kav charuvim. They're going to find about, so the Rambam said, you're going to find about Adam Gadol that he behaved in an extreme way. Da, he says, you should know. It's only because he was too much the other way, and he did it to heal himself. In order to repair himself, you have to go too much the reverse. Sometimes bent in one direction, you have to overbend it the other way to get to the middle. So the Rambam maintains, it's not Poshim Pshat, but Reb Tzadik and his Kav Charuvim, the Rambam says that if you find an Adam Gadol that's extreme in one way, it's because he felt he was too much one way and he had to fix it. Then the Rambam says, and that's what Chazal mean by Dei Masorei Shiach Salai. He says, if you find that you're not giving proper tzedakah, bend yourself to the other extreme and go to someone and give him everything he needs. Give him Evered Loretz Sofanov. Give him everything he needs. Go to the opposite extreme in order to straighten yourself out. That's what it says in the Rambam in Mara Devukim. Now again, that Rambam is very satisfying. Tzedakah be'etzem is something in the middle of the road. You find it. Hillel HaZaken did it. He was fixing himself. He was going the other way. It's all very nice. It's a nice hesber. But again, like the other hesberim, it doesn't fit well into Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not saying that. Shulchan Aruch is talking about everybody giving tzedakah de masayra
shiach salam. So that doesn't work at all for a gabri tzedakah.
It doesn't work at all. The Ramah is not the Rambam, that's for sure. Yeah. The Rambam, the Shach brought, the Rambam is the Mechaber. The Rambam is not the Rambam. So we have his Beirim, but there's Beirim on that satisfying his Beirim. Now I'd like to add a Hezber Yisaidi to this Ramah, or actually to Siftes Vav Tezayim before, and hopefully you'll give us a better practical understanding of Dei Masorei Shiach Salai. I'd like to share with you a piece in the Kovetz Mamorim. In the old print, it's page Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches of the Kovetz Mamorim. It's based on the Tshuvas HaRashba and on a Gra. And on Iran and Rosh Hashanah, Takatav Tezayin. These three sources have important yisai. They say that in Shemayim there's a din haklali and a din haprati. Okay, it's a vart for Shavuos too, right? On Shavuos the world is nidain on Peres Hashanah, right? Even though it's a chita, it's a chita nami ikri pri. So the Peres of the year. So the Rani is a kasha. He says, what's going on here? on Pesach, with Eden on the Truah, Shavuos on the Peiros, Sukkos on the money, on the water. So, but what's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, there's a din on everything in Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran on Daf Tes Ayin Amud Aleph asked the Kasha. He says it's a contradiction. How could you say you need on Rosh Hashanah and you need on the Chag? So the Ran answers that there's a din on the Tzibur and a din on the Yachid. On Rosh Hashanah, over in Lefanav Kibdei Marayim, the dinim on a Yachid. Every Yachid has his din. On the Chagim, it's a din on the Tzibur. It's the time the Tzibur comes together. There's a din on the Tzibur. And that's what the Ran says. Or Bacharim says. What does that mean? What's a Tzibur? It's the sum total of all the Yachidim. Rosh Hashanah, it's paskin how much wheat each Yachid will make. So get yourself an accountant and an eating machine. Add it all up and you have the Tzibur. That's how much money the Tzibur will make. What does it mean? Did a Yachid and did not Tzibur? So Bacharim explains that no, there are certain gezardinim on a yachid. Someone paskins on a yachid what he was should have done that year, what he did that year. However, the din works in shemaim. There's a psak. The sum total of the yachidim is not lav dafka the din of the tzibur. There's a different criteria for the din hatzibur. There are certain obligations that are tzibur dika obligations, and the din on the tzibur takes precedence. Dina Kloli, he calls it. Dina Kloli la'olam geveres al dina prati. He says that the din of the klal always takes precedence to the din of a prat. I think the Tshuva Sarazu explains there, the Gemara also on Daf Tezayin, it says that Gimel Dvarim are mahapach dina shaladam, yeshayimrim gam shinei makim. The fourth thing, how does shinei makim help? So he says it depends. If somebody was of capacity to have a bad year because of his din ha-prati, moving won't help. But sometimes it's because of the din ha-klali, the din of the makim, and then moving does help. Then if a person moves away, it works for him if it's part of the din ha-klali. He says, that's why running away helps to Shas HaMulchama. He brings him to grow. Well, if Rosh Hashanah is capacity, if you'll die, you won't die. So when there's a war, why are you running away? What's help to run away? The Malcham Ovis, Mali Hacham, Mali Hasam. He says the same thing. B'shas ha-magefa, b'shas ha-ketzah, b'shas ha-mulchama, that they're not klali, that in this tzibur people have to die. A yachid, it could be, it's not capacity that he should die Rosh Hashanah. But because of the din ha-klali, it's the time of Azam, so he's going to die after din ha-klali. So for that, running away helps. For that, it helps to run away, b'shas ha-mulchama. Rabbi Chanan explains other things with it as well. What I want to bring here is this. What does it mean, din ha-klali and din ha-prati? It means the following. You have a tzibur. Let's say every tzibur has to have, let's say, a chevra kadisha. If you have a tzibur, there's no chevra kadisha in the whole town. It's a taina on the cloud. Every tzibur has to have a mikveh. No mikveh in this whole town. It's a taina. Every tzibur has to have a yeshiva. There's no yeshiva in the whole town. It's a taina. Is it a taina on any yachid? Can't point to any yachid and say, why didn't you make a chevra kadisha? I have to make a chevra kadisha. In the dinak prati, there's no taina on anyone why you didn't do it. In the dinak klali, though, it's a different criteria. Dinak klali, a tzibur needs certain things. A tzibur has to have it. It's a taina on the tzibur. So getting back here. For example, we said that aniyais, besulais, yasaimais, the gabai has a din, he has to take care of aniyais, besulais. That's kaidim to everything. So we asked, shmeina mailas, l'zaktabai. It's true. In the din ha-yachid, v'chzakta boy, that's the biggest tzedakah you can do is put someone on his feet. What about aniyas, besulais? It's true. If there's a kala in town, an aniya, besula, yasaima, so it's a taina on the tzibur. So that's why it's a din the gabay tzedakah. The gabay tzedakah has to make sure that there has to be somewhere in the tzibur to take it. I can't point to one person. So you have to take care of the assignment in town. But it's a tfiya on the klal. The klal has to have a system. The same thing, Ramesh is psak that all these say the kedimas don't apply to a yachid. A yachid, I can give to who I want. Tevas anar shali, I give to my relatives. I also give to my relatives. A yachid could have his personal say the kedima. A tzibor, a beis haknesses. Why should beis haknesses have kedima? Hard to understand. But it's a din on the klali, a town has to have a beis haknesses. The town, it's a tain on the tzibor. There's no beis haknesses. There's nobody helping the Na'arim Lumay Torah. There shouldn't be Tinagash of Beis Rabban learning. This explains the concept that there's a din haklali and there's a din haprati. There are rules for gabei tzedakah, who represented tzibor, and the idea of din for yechidim desay de kedima. It's a very geshmak understanding and a really an important yisoid of these three gedolim, the Ran, the Rashba, and the Gra, on this inyan. Rabbi Chanan parenthetically adds that with this you understand Rashi. In Chumash, Rashi in Chumash says, "Abaymakas b'chayris." Rashi says that kivin shenitin rishus l'mashkus l'hashkus ainim after meitzadik l'rasha. If the sultan has a right to kill, ainim after meitzadik l'rasha. So what in the world does that mean? Like, it doesn't make sense to a person. The sultan, you know, he gets his list of who to kill. What do you mean? Like, the sultan is like a naughty boy who goes around, you know, like, what's the name, the Boko Rama, whatever the name is, you know, they give him a knife, machete, and they go kill everyone in town. That's not the sultan. Kim Shinir Rishus L'Mashu, that's the Inma'af Nitzayit L'Rasha. So Rabbi Chanan says, parenthetically, he says, with this you understand. Now what does he mean? When there's din on the tzibor, there's a makis b'chayrus on the tzibor, every b'char died. Could be there was one Mitzri who was a good person. Maybe he freed his Yiddish Avadim. But Kim Shinir Rishus, Inma'af Nitzayit L'Rasha. Whoever is a member of the tzibor is included. That's why B'makis B'chayris, Klal Yisrael became an Am Yisrael. The Rabbi Shem extracted Klal Yisrael. You're not part of the Tzibor of Mitzrayim. The blood on your door is like, it says like a Degel, Machnei Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anivalei Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracted Klal Yisrael from the Tzibor of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael became the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael. The Din HaKlali didn't apply to Klal Yisrael. That's the big deal. Hashem didn't kill, you know, Rav Huttner has this expression, Hashem didn't kill the Bechayim. He says, Akunz? That's how you write it. Akunz? A big kunz? The Rebbe Shalom could kill the Goyim and not the Yidden? What's a big deal? Like a big deal for God? He makes such a fuss. He jumped over the Jews' houses. You know, for me and you, it's a kunz. For the Rebbe Shalom, Yamakas Dam was even more. They drank from the same cup, you know, and they. He says, no, the aside of Makas Bechayim is that there was a Din HaTzibor, a Din HaKlali, every Bechayim had to die. Klal Yisrael was extracted from the Din HaKlali, from the Magefa, which normally applies to the whole Klal, and they became Klal Yisrael became a Tzibor unto itself. So that at least is an understanding that the Gabay Tzedakah has to do one thing for individuals. And the Yechidim have a separate set of rules. Why should be a separate set of rules? Yeah, because there's a Din HaKlali on the Klal of Klal
Yisrael. What's called the Tzibor? Each two are separate? Each two are separate?
All right, so we have to be done. What's a Tzibor? Certainly, the Lashon of the Ramah is Harbe Yechidim B'Yachad. There's also a Tzibor. And okay, I wish everyone a good Yom Tov, and hope you can join us over. We have three straight nights of learning, a special bonus. Tuesday night, Shavuos by night, hope to say Shir and Rus. I asked last night, who knows? Everyone knows Rus, Bayaz, and Nami. Who knows the name of the baby that's born to them, the whole highlight of it? Who knows? So, very few people actually know the name. So, if you come for 4 hours, at least you'll know that one name, it's already Kedai. Anyway, and then the second night, Mishmer night, we hope. Go ahead.